Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola, and buenos dias, and welcome. Great to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon, which I think should be a national holiday. Girardi texting me from Consol Energy, by the way.
Already?
Oh, yes. No, he's been there since, he's been texting me since this morning.
I was going to say, he texted you already?
No, he's talking about officials. Yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming that's a not for broadcast style text.
I mean, I could quote it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not do that.
No need to. I mean, but it's about a guy that he and I don't really like. And I'll tell you right now, a guy that I've never been crazy about as an official almost handed Arizona the game last night.
I know the foul you're talking about, too.
There's a walk and the foul at the end. Yeah, I was sitting there going, I wanted to tell Doug, don't worry, I've seen this act before, babe.
I actually reran it on my DVR just to look at it again, and it wasn't a foul.
No, of course it wasn't.
Not even in the ballpark of a foul.
I mean, that is no call beyond no call right there. But it doesn't matter. They won. That was a great win last night. I watched it. For Johnson to get his 1,000th point on that shot, impressive.
And Bingo was his name-o.
Oh, brother.
Well, it's a Doug thing, all right?
I know.
When we were, Sean Carey and I were texting back and forth through the whole game, and when he hit that one, all in caps I get from Sean, Bingo!
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, I love Doug's style.
Oh, I do too. It's great.
Incredible.
Do you have your TV in the Sunbury Motors studio?
I do, as a matter of fact.
I was worried about that. I wondered if you were going to be able to get it squared away.
No need to worry. It's all good.
Now, I would like you to, as the person leading this show, I'd like you to sign off on the receipt for the $3.99 I paid for to use that as a business expense for the iPod or iPhone service for the tournament games. Can you do that for me?
How much am I signing off on?
$3.99.
$3.99 or yeah. $399?
$3.99.
I will sign off on $3.99.
I sent out
$399. You're going to have to sign off on $395 and a penny. But great. I'll sign off on $3.99.
Yeah, I sent out a tweet yesterday, and I've got a couple of responses on Twitter and Facebook that it is a deductible business expense. So I'm feeling really good about that.
Wonderful. I am so happy for you. Well, let's see here.
You got, I got Louisville David Davidson right now.
I've got Marquette and BYU.
Marquette? I don't even have that. What, Marquette and BYU?
They're playing right now.
Marquette and BYU.
Marquette's winning 19-9.
Hang on. Maybe I got to go. No, I don't have. Oh, there it is. I had to go one step over. That's why I didn't have that.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Now, Bartlett's only missed one in her bracket so far.
She has.
Right. Well done.
I've only missed one, too, but I don't hear you saying well done there.
So Bartlett's missed only one so far.
Yeah, what a pal.
Anything to help?
Yeah, it's, let's see, the one I missed was... the Kansas State Southern Miss.
You picked Southern Miss?
I did. And it was looking really, really good until about the five-minute mark of the second half.
There's a reason Newbill left.
Are you saying I should have consulted you first before making my picks?
On that one, I would have.
You would have told me the opposite anyway.
No. I don't really need to fake you out to win.
What now? Is Wisconsin Montana? That's a 10-point game right now, 39-29.
Right.
Is that manageable for Montana, or is that, or is Wisconsin in control? I mean, you tell me.
Wisconsin's up 10 points.
Yes.
Is that, Wisconsin's up 10 points with the way they play? You might as well be down 25.
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah.
Okay. The way they play, where they grind it down into the ground, you might as well be down 25, because that is one uphill climb.
It's going to be a long road.
It's going to be a long road. In fact, you know, you might as well just like be sitting there right now saying, you know, it was neat to be in the tournament.
That's what Cal was doing last night. Wow, it's fun to be in the tournament. Boy, oh. Did you call that one. I almost sent you a text last night watching. I flipped to that game during timeouts of the Bucknell game, and I'm looking at the score going, this, you're right, first one to 55 wins, and it sure isn't going to be Cal.
No, it's going to be Cal. Look, after a while, you know, you have to remember that when you see certain teams in person, you get a different impression compared to what you see on television. And I think that, you know, I watched them play. And defensively, even though Penn State beat them, you can see defensively they are a superior group.
That was an understatement last night.
Defensively.
Yeah. I mean, there was absolutely nothing going on in that game for a long, long time if you were a fan of Cal.
Let's see.
Now, I was watching the Bucknell, Arizona. Arizona came out like they did not want to play that game. And Bucknell took advantage of it, and Muscala had an outstanding first half.
Did especially. You listen to the Doug segment I did?
I did listen.
And what was the theme of the Doug segment, my man?
I'm giving you props for that.
What is the theme of the Doug segment?
The theme was Arizona didn't care because they were coming out not making the tournament.
Right.
I'm giving you props for
the first round of the NIT is all about interest. Well, are you interested in being there versus the team that might be interested in being there? Now, once you get through the first round, and each team, obviously, in the next round has won, now it's a different proposition, because now both teams are mentally engaged in the tournament. Now you're thinking you're two wins away from Madison Square Garden. But the opening round is all about interest.
Well, Arizona looked like they were in the no-interest tournament for that first half. And then all of a sudden went, oh, this is going to be a game. We actually have to come out and play now. This stinks. And then they actually started to come out and play a little bit, and it actually became a game.
Right. Well, but you would expect that. They're playing at home, that crowd. They're all dressed in red last night.
Have you seen a quieter crowd, though, than that one? I mean, there was about a three-minute span.
Yes, I've done football games at Michigan.
There was about a three-minute span where they were on their feet when Arizona went on that run in the second half, and then it was like, oh, this game's over now. Great. Time to go back home. And I did talk to Doug last night. They go from Tucson to right to Nevada. They're actually in Flint. They're not even coming home.
Oh, and they're going to where?
They're going to play Nevada next. Hang on, I gotta find. I'm trying to see.
Oh, good. Well, talk about luck. All those quarters you gave are gonna pay off now.
I told him. I said, put $20 in the slot machine. You get to keep anything you win over 75. Yeah, they fly out. They flew out today to
Reno.
Wow,
I just read for the first time Bartlett's email. Whew, man, you did not come out well enough. All right. Wow. So we move on.
And then, they fly out today to Reno, and then they have a 3 o'clock tip on Sunday for that game on ESPNU, which would make the airtime here on one of our sister stations, Eagle 107, 2:30 Eastern.
Okay, let's update everybody on the scoreboard. And we'll start out with the finals. Murray State did the expected advanced. They beat Colorado State 58-41. Colorado State led that game by a point at the break. Then Murray kicked it into gear, won. Kansas State in Pittsburgh beat Southern Mississippi 70-64. Early Kansas State had a big lead. Southern Mississippi came back, made a game of it, gave her some hope.
Some. I was feeling good.
And pulled away and dashed it.
So much for my perfect bracket.
Rose Garden in Portland. Louisville leads Davidson 47-37 with 11 minutes to go in the game. Marquette, 10 points better right now than BYU, 24-14 with 11:20 to go in the opening half. And Wisconsin leads Montana 39-29. Montana might as well be down by 25. Later today, in fact, getting underway during the course of this broadcast extravaganza, will be North Carolina Asheville against Syracuse. Her has picked Asheville to go to the Final Four.
I did not.
Well,
don't be starting the rumors.
Based on the bracket you sent me.
Now, that's the one you edited then. I have Kentucky, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Kansas in the Final Four.
Yeah, some daring picks there.
And Bartlett has Syracuse, Duke, Missouri, and UNC.
I guess the only person that hasn't revealed their bracket yet is me.
Yes, because you're going to cheat.
No, I don't have to cheat.
Well, then let's hear it.
Kentucky, North Carolina playing the title game. Kentucky right. Winning it. Missouri, Florida State.
Florida State.
Yeah, you know, the team that beat Duke and North Carolina a total of four times this year?
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar with them. That's the first one I've seen that had Florida State going to the Final Four.
Next one, Long Beach against New Mexico. Long Beach's a really good team. Harvard against Vanderbilt. Dick Enberg will be hosting as schools match wits. That should be a great – I mean, those two schools could debate, let alone play basketball. And then after our show is over, Western Kentucky will play Kentucky. VCU against Wichita State, West Virginia against Gonzaga. That's going to be a home game for West Virginia. That's at Consol Energy. San Diego State plays Baylor. UConn against Iowa State. New Mexico State against Indiana. No Verdell Jones. Loyola Maryland will take on Ohio State. That is a 9:50 start in Pittsburgh tonight. And the last one will be Colorado against UNLV. 16 games total, 8 this afternoon and 8 tonight, before it's all said and done. And on this show, there always is much more said than done. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Already the Herb bracket is blown up in 3 games.
Not blown up. Has a dent. A dinge, if you will. It's not even really a problem because I had Southern Miss getting beaten by Cuse anyway, so it doesn't really hurt. I'm good.
1-800-795-9565. Maybe we ought to do a poll question. Am I too tough on Kevin Herr?
Oh, well, I can spike that poll in a hurry.
Well, God, no. I want to see what you do with it. I mean, we've been doing the show for several weeks now. Love the response.
It's really not much different than the last decade I've known you, so it's not really that much different. It's just now we're actually working together on a direct basis and a regular basis.
Here are the most recent tweets from her.
This will be funny if you even get any of them that are on there.
$3.99 to watch all the games on my iPhone. Can I deduct this as a business expense?
That was a good tweet. It was a funny tweet, too.
Then Carissa. We have work for her.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about her getting updating us on the Miami situation at quarterback.
Oh. You're obsessed with this.
It's March. It's only the first thing on every leading sportscast. You know,
it's March.
I could see where it wouldn't be a big deal for you.
It's basketball time. All right. Spring football for the first time in 61 years. Going to have Joe Paterno there.
I understand that.
Right. And you're worried about whether Matt Flynn is the quarterback of the Dolphins.
Hey, it's the it sets up the draft. It sets up everything. And I'm fine with, I'm not saying we need to not even look at spring football. I'm all about spring football. I'm all about football, period. But you can't say that it's not a big deal when every SportsCenter has it at the top 5 to 10 minutes of the broadcast.
You do understand how SportsCenter works, right?
I do understand how that works.
Okay,
yes.
Tell me how SportsCenter works.
SportsCenter is an entertainment feed.
Yes, and?
And it's all about entertaining you for an hour at a time.
And? You're not there yet.
And I'm not. And what? What am I missing?
At SportsCenter, they have familiar themes.
Okay.
If it involves LeBron James. Right. No, I'm being totally serious now. This is not a joke.
All right.
Because I know somebody that works around there. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Brett Favre, Tiger Woods. Of course, now Favre's out of that mix.
Right.
Okay? Now it's Peyton Manning. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Follow me so far?
I'm with you.
Okay. If it's anything about them, it is the lead, and they pump it hard.
No, does
it mean that the Peyton Manning tour where he goes to Tennessee is important? It's worth a mention, but until he signs, who cares?
Well, he cares if you're one of the fans of any of those teams.
By the way, Girardi, 75% on the analyst poll, smoking the field.
You know, you missed one of the best tweets of the night last night that I had, that I threw out there.
This game looked much better before Fogg woke
That's not it. You're going to have to look
I'm just reading the I'm reading the three that are on here.
The one that you missed is, I know I'm a TV snob. I admit that. But watching Vermont Lamar in standard def on True TV stinks. I never thought I'd say I wish I had True TV in HD.
I have True TV in HD.
And yesterday was the first time you saw it in HD.
No, I had True TV in HD last year, too.
The worst part is
very
I could,
clear.
For $3.99, I could log in on my laptop and see it on in HD, but I couldn't see it on my television in HD.
Right. What I want Carissa to do, we have to get Carissa to cover the PIAA basketball championships here.
Sure.
That's what I want Carissa to do.
Luckily enough, it's in town.
That's one of the reasons why I want Carissa to cover it.
You're a genius.
Somebody on this broadcast facility has to show some leadership. It's not coming from Kelly or Carrie, and it's definitely not coming from you. So let's just go someplace else.
You're a genius.
I mean, really. And then we need her covering Penn State baseball, getting some interviews, things like that. So get in touch with her. Make it happen.
50-39 Louisville. I'm feeling more and more comfortable with 9 minutes to go.
How could you have not felt comfortable before?
I saw some of the first-round games. I realized they're first-round games, but still, the comfort level just isn't there anymore unless it's 20 or more.
Yeah, but you have to remember something about the first-round games. All right? The first two nights, and I try to explain this on Monday, all right, are very difficult for teams and coaches to prepare for. You have no time. You have to get a plan for a trip together. How many people are going on the trip? Who's going on the trip? Who's not going on the trip? Right? Because you're allowed 75 seats on the plane. All right? Now, because, you know, you have to make decisions, and 44 of those seats have to be taken up by your band and your cheerleaders. That's what you're allowed to do. You're allowed 22 people on the bench. You have to make that decision. There are a lot of little things that you have to make, and then you have to garner tape in the opposing teams. The first night, I was not surprised to see a wild and woolly first night. You notice how last night was a little more predictable?
A little bit, yeah.
Because of the extra day. This becomes a little more predictable because everybody's had the same time to get ready, and there's some normalcy to it. There was no normalcy as to getting ready to play Monday night. You might as well have taken the two teams in a parking lot and let them go at it out there. You would have had the same result. Only because of the lack of preparation and the number of decisions that you have to make in a very short window. And that's why I think the first night is wild and woolly like that. And then things settle down a little bit and you get some normalcy on the second night.
Well, that makes complete sense, especially when you look at the... And that's what we're talking about on Monday. When you look at getting where you're going to be in the bracket Sunday night, then you're scrambling to get everything together and then probably having to leave by midday on Monday. It doesn't leave you, as you said, a whole lot of time to prepare. And I could see that.
You probably have to leave earlier than that. You probably have to leave in the morning. Because you still have to get in there for a hand to get eventually in there for a shoot around in an open practice situation. It's not easy. That the play in the Tuesday games, just not easy. There's no normalcy to it. You know, then you take the Lady Lions. The Lady Lions are leaving today. They play Sunday. What?
They wanted to make sure they had plenty of time.
Holy mackerel. They have plenty of time to tour like every city in the state. You want to see Shreveport? See Shreveport. New Orleans, we'll see. No, go ahead. You want to go to Biloxi? Go ahead. Wisconsin's expanded its lead now to 41-29.
Now I feel comfortable.
Oddly enough, I felt comfortable at the opening tip. Louisville's up by 13, Wisconsin by 12. Marquette now leads by 16, so BYU has them exactly where they want them. Exactly where they want them.
What was that score again?
33-17.
And that's exactly where they want them.
Yeah, they're down 25. You're like, do you pay attention to the games?
Listen. If I'm down 33-17, I wouldn't think that's exactly where I want them. Would be the comment coming out of my mouth if I'm BYU.
A slice of sarcasm for being down 25 with 4 minutes to play in the first half and winning.
I realize.
In the first round.
I realize.
But they're not shooting well. They're 6 of 18 so far. Marquette's 12 of 27.
Well, 7 turnovers really hurt,
too. BYU 7 turnovers. Marquette has 1.
So that's the big difference right there. When you turn the ball over 7 times and you're only getting 1 turnover on the other side. Right. Hey, guess what? We got to take a break.
All right, good.
Do you want to at least tell people what they're listening to?
The Kevin Hur Show, co-starring Steve Jones.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
A.K.A. The Chateau. Well done. And one of these days, Kevin, you should join me here at the Chateau, and we'll do the show.
I would enjoy that. I would enjoy that. I've heard all the, I've seen the photos. I've heard the descriptions.
It's incredible.
I'd like to see it for myself.
So. No, everything. I mean, except for the mini bar, it's all good. So
mini what?
Nothing. Tim Frazier making all district national basketball. The National Association of Basketball Coaches, I should say, made the All-District 7 team. That means he's now eligible for All-America. Draymond Green, Jared Sollinger, Jordan Taylor, William Buford, John Cherna, all from the Big Ten made the District 7 team. Cody Zeller, Robbie Hummel, Trey Burke, Brandon Paul were there. Taylor battled 3 times, Jamel Cornley once, Gary Claxton twice, Joe Crispin once, most recent in the Lions make the all-district team. Now, you know Matt Glover's transferring. Glover's going to transfer, homesick, played hard, very, very hard in all of this. Excellent defender, I think, very good rebounder, but could not shoot the basketball to save his soul. Last time he hit a shot in a game was against Indiana at home in January in the 88-82 loss. The last 3-point shot he hit was against Ole Miss December 3rd at the Jordan Center. Matt just struggled to the point he was passing up shots and his offensive confidence was gone. But he was homesick. He has 2 years of eligibility remaining. There will be one other roster move before the week is out, I believe, for Penn State basketball. Leave it at that. What?
Nothing. I have my suspicions, but I don't want to say anything.
I'm just queuing you in on inside info.
No, I have my suspicions. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to be way off base.
No, no need to say anything. Just saying, just preparing the populace that, moving forward. I also had to inform Wendy today over at the basketball office that I'm going to be a little late for the basketball banquet. I'm doing baseball on the Big Ten Network that day. So it's part of that Kevin Hurst Scholarship Fund.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, absolutely.
That's exciting.
Oh, no, I want to make sure Danny goes to a good school, because, I mean, the places you picked out, I mean, really.
I told you what the policy is in our house when it comes to college choices. At 13 right now, Daniels has, he said, what do I do to go to college? I said, run fast, hit hard, good luck.
That's where the show comes in.
His answer to that, his response to that was, so I'm not going to go, huh?
No, we need to give him a good shot in life. We need to take care of Danny, because right now I know what he wrestles. He now has the exact kind of almost every light on the ceiling in every gym. That's not good. So we need to come up with a fund.
Yeah, I don't see Kale knocking on my door or calling me on the phone.
No. So our number is 1-800-795-9565. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Looking forward to hearing from you. We talk about the tournament, break it down, your brackets, who your Final Four is, who's burned you so far, who hasn't.
And you still haven't given me your upset pick of the first round.
I told you, Belmont over Georgetown.
Yeah, but you had a couple of them that you mentioned, but you didn't stick with any one particular one.
I'd have to have the bracket in front of me. I don't really.
Wait. This is the first day of the NCAA tournament. You're on a talk show talking about the basketball tournament, and you don't have your bracket in front of you.
No.
Oh, boy.
I was keeping everybody up to date on scores.
By the way, I do happen, if you care, I do happen to agree with the Belmont thing.
Well, you know, that's a... I mean, I'm going to blow Marquette and BYU here. I picked BYU to come out and beat Marquette. I'm not a big Marquette guy. It's not, for whatever reason, something about them just doesn't light me up. So that one I'm going to foul up in terms of upset picks.
BYU's getting lit up right now, though.
That's what I mean. I'm saying.
No,
I picked that one I'm fouling up.
Right. Well, you said that one didn't light Marquette didn't light me up, and that's why I said BYU got lit up by Marquette, though.
Is Wichita State at 12?
Wichita State.
No, they're 5. They're playing VCU. VCU is a popular pick. I pick Wichita State.
Yeah, I went with Wichita State there too. Who's your buster? I mean, if not one that you would pick, all right?
Well, I picked Florida State in the Final Four. How much of a buster do you want there? That's a 3 seed.
That's what I'm going to say. Is that your bracket buster?
Everybody else is going 1s and 2s.
Yeah, but I'm talking about your bracket buster. The one that you wouldn't necessarily pick if you were doing a serious bracket, but you think has a chance to surprise somebody into the 8.
Didn't I pick Vandy to beat Syracuse? I know I picked Vandy. I don't have Syracuse going past the third. I have them going to the round of 16, but no further.
Yeah, I don't have them going any further either. I had Cuse beating Vandy until the 7 foot minus 7 feet into the middle, and then Vandy all of a sudden jumps out in my mind ahead because I don't think Syracuse can rebound near as well without him.
Well, Vanderbilt is first of all, people don't realize Syracuse already is getting out rebounded in the season to begin with. You do
right.
Know that,
yes.
Yes, so without him, it becomes a different proposition against a senior-oriented team that, by the way, has not had great success in the tournament.
1 year.
So that's what they're hoping to do is to step up.
And by the way...
you know what? I have Notre Dame beating Duke in the second round.
I have that, too.
So
are you sure you're reading your bracket and not mine?
I only have my bracket in front of me. I'm doing it from the top of my head.
Well, right now, UNC Asheville's leading Syracuse 10-9.
Okay.
Well, I know it's early, but right now Syracuse is turning the ball over like they're just handing it to them.
I know. I understand. It's early. It's no big deal. I think they survive. Now, it used to be that... being a 1 seed was pretty much a lock of getting out of the opening weekend. That was the comfort of being a 1. But Now I think all it gets you is through the first round. I think after that, it becomes a dicey proposition. Because the tournaments become that deep with good teams. I mean, there aren't, you know, the era of great teams and so forth. I mean, everyone agrees that maybe the level of play of college basketball isn't what it was maybe 10 years ago. You know, everything goes in spurts, and then the next spurt it'll be better. All right? But, you know, there's so many one-and-dones now.
Well, now, there's still never been a 16 beat a 1. Is that still the case? Or did I? Am I missing
16
one?
Sixteen has never beat a 1.
Yeah, 16's never
beat
a 1.
In the women's tournament, it happened. Harvard beat Stanford. Once. You know, which is, you know, usually if there's a women's team, number one seed doesn't get to the Final Four, the coach is fired. So...
Oh, hey, I got a Peyton Manning update for you. Are you ready for this? Bud Adams said he'll do whatever it takes to sign Manning, and including basically a contract for life. He sees Manning as the missing piece.
I see.
Contract for life.
Well, you know what the issue is now in that division. Let me put it this way. If he goes to Kansas City or Denver, the road to the playoffs is very easy. If he goes to Tennessee, it's a little dicier. You know, you have Chris Johnson, who's gone from being a great running back to a good running back. And the team that has come on now that's really, really good at the Houston Texans in that division.
Well, I don't know how good they're going to be now. I mean, they just gave up. They just let Mario Williams go to Buffalo.
Yeah, well, they went to the playoffs without Mario Williams.
Yeah, that's a big loss. It's a big kind of money, too. I mean, looking at about, what, $100 million over 6 years, including $50 million in guarantees. He's now the NFL's highest paid defender.
Well, I said I should have picked Reggie Bush. All right. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Right, at this time of the year, well, I'll throw this out for people. All right. What sports should we be talking about at this time of the year? Should we be talking basketball? Or should we be doing what Kevin Herr does and just constantly talking about the NFL? See, DeSean Jackson re-signed with the Eagles.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me, I don't think. Well, you know, here's the thing with this time of year. I think it's absolutely perfect in sports because you have the NCAA tournament going on, and there's a couple of off days there. Right now, free agency's kicking in for the NFL, which leads you to spring football for college and then the NFL draft. And then from about April, from the end of April till, say, the end of July, then you can start focusing wholeheartedly on baseball. Because, you know, baseball's starting to crank up now. So you got three sports going on in April and in March that really get you excited. Football, free agency in the draft, NCAA tournament, and baseball cranking up at the beginning of April. That's why I like this time of year.
I do, too. Love this time of the year. Love this time of the year.
The only time of the year I like even better is August, because then you have pennant race baseball and the start of the NFL season and college football season. That's the only time that's better.
Really?
And high school football season. But that's just for me.
Well, I'm glad to hear we'll be able to keep you interested in August.
Yeah, there'll be something going on I care about in August. No, really.
Ah, good. I was worried.
Yeah.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565. I read Bartlett's email. He didn't come on very well.
I always thought she liked me. Darn it.
Whew, boy, based on this. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Join in on the conversation. It's NCAA tournament time. Murray's moved on. Do they get Marquette or BYU? Well, probably Marquette. We'll talk more about that. Update the scoreboard for you in a moment on The Steve Jones Show, starring Kevin Herr.
Newport's cost less. At the bridge, can ceilings grow? Ceilings grow Ford.
Here we are in the mail department at Ceilings Grow Ford at the bridge in Ceilings Grove. Unusual, but we are. We're opening letters in, Todd.
Yeah.
You know, we talk back and forth, but today, let's let our customers talk.
Yeah, let's let them do the talking. And how about this one, Scott? We're going to talk about Tom from Ceilings Grove. He said, this is my third vehicle with Ceilings Grove Ford. I rated dealership on trust and service. Ceilings Grove Ford has constantly surpassed my expectations.
That's great, man. Here's one from Ron in Millerstown. He was through the quick lane. Says it was one of his best customer service experiences he can recall in history. The staff quickly got him in for a vehicle inspection, offered to drive him to his nearby work location, and returned the vehicle as promised.
Yeah, trying to always exceed expectations. How about it, Scott? And one last one, Jeff from Ceilings Grove. Very courteous and professional. The best service experience I've ever had, Scott. And that just all goes back to what we keep saying. You're going to like the way we do business at Ceilings Grove Ford.
Is bigger better? For hospitals intent on enhancing the health and well-being of the community, there's a lot to be said for working together. I'm Dr. Glenn Steele, President and CEO of Geisinger Health System, with a continuing discussion on improving health care. We live in a changing world where no one is immune to economic challenges, not even hospitals. To ensure that communities continue to have access to the high-quality health care they deserve, hospitals are joining forces, pooling resources, and coming together to provide continuity and stability. Larger regional systems can help community hospitals continue their good work. They can attract specialists, build facilities, and develop programs and services that are usually only available in large urban hospitals. Hospitals working together for the good of their patients and communities, that's a good thing. A healthier America is within reach. For Geisinger Health System, I'm Dr. Glenn Steele.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. Why is it important that auto owner's insurance works solely through local independent agents? Because independent agents live and work right in their communities, providing you with quality service and more choices. Auto owner's insurance is ranked highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power and Associates. For J.D. Power information, visit jdpower.com. For your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, visit autoowners.com. Auto owners, the no problem people.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude. For you. Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say. Right.
Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Kevin Herr doing the shake, rattle, and roll. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Great to have on board here. Let's get everybody up to date on the scoreboard because obviously Herr is starting to panic about his brackets.
No, I wouldn't say panic. It's just a little uncomfort.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a little bit of a lack of comfort right now.
Do you hear panic in my voice?
I never hear panic in your voice. You could be like, oh, man, you know what happened today? I walked into the studio and nothing worked. I just looked at it and I'm like, oh, well. Be a bad day today. That's I wish I had that kind of mentality toward things. I walk into the studio and like nothing worked and it's I'm done. I'm jello.
Look, I'm used to broadcasting with 100,000 people around me. You really can't sit there and go, oh, I wonder what the issue is now. Who cares?
Yeah, but you always have somebody to fix it for you, too. It's like, hey, Charmin, this isn't working. Go fix it.
No, I don't even tell anybody to do that. They're already working out by the time I get there. Here's the scoreboard. Earlier today, Murray State won as Murray defeated Colorado State. Even though Colorado State led this game at the break, Murray won it 58-41. Kansas State beat Southern Mississippi 70-64. Games underway. Louisville leads Davidson with 38 seconds to go at the Rose Garden. 66-56. Cardinals about to advance. Wisconsin might as well be up 1,000 right now. They lead Montana 58-42 with 7:44 to play in the game. And with Wisconsin's style of play, Montana is not going to get to the magical 55. I can tell you that right now. At the half, Marquette leads it over BYU 49-34. And Syracuse, with 7:40 to go in the first half, has just taken the lead over Asheville 22-21.
That's the one that's got me nervous.
Why?
Well, you keep telling me, oh, it's early, it's early. Well, guess what? It's getting later, and Syracuse isn't playing any better.
Is it halftime?
Not yet, no. About 10 to go.
Syracuse will lead by 8 at the break. They'll win the game by 20.
Hold it. Wait. We'll lead. I got to tweet that. We'll lead by 8 at the break.
And we'll win by 20.
Steve said, all right, that's going out on the Twitter feed.
Oh, brother. At least nobody reads that stuff. Okay, they'll lead by 8 at the break. They'll win by 20. Right? It'll just be a gradual thing. That's all.
All right, now it's out there. You can't take it back.
I don't want to take it back. Why do I want to take it back?
When they don't lead by 8 at the half.
Not worried about it.
Listen, this is not a Syracuse team that looks comfortable in any form of the game at the moment. And leading by 8 at the half does not look like it's going to happen.
They have more talent.
Well, listen, I don't care how much talent you have. If the drive isn't there, it won't matter. And that's what I'm seeing right now, is there's no drive here. I mean, right now they just saved the ball out of bounds right into the hands of one of the forwards for Asheville who just went coast to coast and slammed it home. There's no emotion at all on this Syracuse team.
They'll lead by 8 at the break and they'll win by 20.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. He missed it because he got fouled. I'm sorry.
Pay attention to the game.
That's right. He's going to make both from the line, but it won't matter. But that's the thing. I mean, and the same. We saw the same thing last night. Arizona was theoretically the more talented team, the more experienced team.
That's different. That's different.
How?
Because you go through Selection Sunday and you're sitting there, oh, great. We didn't make the big one. And after you're used to going to the big one all the time, remember Arizona was in the Elite Eight last year.
That's true.
With Derek Williams, obviously. Now they're in the NIT at home. Not interested. Had to drum up emotion to play the game.
As I said, they thought it was the no-interest tournament because they weren't interested.
Right. Bucknell, on the other hand, played like a team that was into every second of it and saw it as a golden opportunity.
Well, if they would have played that well against Lehigh, not only would they have won that game, but they would have won it handily.
Right.
I mean, the way Bucknell shot from the line, and Mescala was at the line short of forever last night. What was it? Half to about, almost half of his points came from the line.
Right.
And he shot a lot of balls last night. I mean, and even fouling out of the game, he just looked that much better than he did against Lehigh, that much more comfortable. And right. And you know what? You made the point earlier, too, and I think this goes back to repeating. Arizona didn't have the opportunity to play them before the way Lehigh did, and they definitely played him a lot different. Instead of putting two guys on him the way Lehigh did most of the night in the championship game, Arizona went one-on-one and got into foul trouble really, really early. And that was all because of what you had said earlier in the week about not having as much time to prepare, or not only not having much time to prepare, but also not knowing your opponent as well as a league opponent would.
There are spots on the floor in the NIT that are open that have been open for 2.5 months. That's, just because of the lack of familiarity.
And that was showing. That was,
and I don't think
showing.
They expected the Johnson kid down the stretch to pop out, 23, 24 feet, and knock it down.
He hit that one from almost Texas.
I mean, what a way to get your 1,000th point. I mean, you're out there. I mean, you know, they had to go out to Mesa to congratulate the kid, but still.
I mean, that was unbelievable.
But it was a great shot at a great moment at a critical time of the game.
And a good, clean look.
Oh, it was a good, clean look. And he rattled that thing and knocked it down.
If you're Dave Paulson, you probably were on the sideline going, no, okay, great, nice shot.
But it was late in the shot clock. He had to
that's
take
true.
That.
That's true.
Dave
right.
Paulson was going, right. go, somebody
right.
shoot it.
That's right. It was late
no,
in the
no,
shot
no,
clock.
No.
I
it was late in the
that.
Shot clock. That's why he had to shoot it.
I'd forgotten about that. Time was running out.
Mm-hmm. So, I like it. So now they play against Nevada next. That's what, Saturday?
Sunday.
On ESPNU.
Sunday at 3 on ESPNU, 2:30 on Eagle 107.
And Birdsong, I guess what, he took Daniel's college fund to Reno?
I'm not quite sure. You know what, I think Doug was getting some help from John Terry, who's the SID as well, but they kind of rushed out when they got the word that they were going to be playing so quickly. And then, like I said, last night said that they're moving on to Reno now without coming home. I really hope he has a change of clothes. For his sake, I hope he does. It looked really warm in that arena last night.
Look, let me put it to you this way, okay? With the heavy paper the Bucknell Radio Network's raking in, they can go any place they want and buy stuff.
That's true. You go with an Iverson look. You'll just have different clothes for different cities.
Sarah Barlin in the news following CBS. She's the one professional we have left.